I want to summarize what we did. Begins with major machlokes is showing him how to learn the Gemara Lamed Hei Amud Beis. A three-way machlokes. The Gemara begins with Gzeira Shava. That Shua say this. First is a Mishnah. The Pashas of the Mishnah is Shua say this for Hashem Hashem. Yeah. The Gemara wants to know where it comes from. And because the Mishnah does not require Shem HaMyuchad. Yudkei Vavkei. What says is Gzera Shava Ola Ola. So, and Ola means Shua. Ola means Shua, and you require Shem Hashem. Gemara says, oh, that's Chanina Bar Idi who requires Shem HaMyuchad. Because you can't split the Gzera Shav into two. So the Gemara goes elsewhere to say that Olam Min Shvua, I learned from somewhere else. And so, if you take the Gemara, so there, that means if you don't pass the Chanina Bar Idi, so then, you don't have Gzera Shava. Without Gzera Shava, what does that mean? You have a Mishnah that says, Shua Sei, just acquire Shem Hashem. Comes along the Rambam and says, okay, every Shua in the world requires, there's no Gzera Shava. Shua Sei, just is no different than every other Shua in the world. Shua Sei is no different than every other Shua in the world. So, every shul in the world requires Shem Hashem. So, conclusion of the Rambam. All the rayas they bring, you don't need. You could have said Bayachal, but no. The Ram doesn't interpret that way. The Ram says Shul Shem Hashem is a shvuah, but without Malkus and Korban. So, that's the whole story. The Rambam and Rashi the Shita. I'm a Rashi Shita. Every shul in the world requires Shem Hashem. The Rashba swings off in a different direction. Since there is no... Now, keep in mind, so the Rambam, the main issue is Lo Sishavu Bishmi LaShakir. What does the Pasuk say? Lo Sishavu Bishmi LaShakir. No, it's Bishmi. Certainly, everyone agrees that Shua implies Shem Hashem. Whether you have to, and the Ramban quotes in Matzis, the Melech Atzmo, that the ultimate truth in this world is the existence of the Ribono Shel Olam. The question is, do you have to spell it out or can stay implicit? Rashi said it can stay implicit. Rashi, Ramban, Ritzvah can stay implicit. And anyway, those show Bishmila Sheker, Shula Haba is only Bayachal anyway. It's only Bayachal anyway, so nothing to do with those show Bishmila Sheker. Shula Shoava, they seem to say, also, doesn't require Shem Hashem because Shula Sei the Shula Sei become the Shula Ova, not Shula Haba, you're not creating Bisur. So lo shavu bishmi la shakir, because every shul is implicit bishmi. That's the way they learn. The Ravid has a shot I still haven't figured out, but essentially what he says is as follows: that if we dropped gzera shava, how do I know Allah means shul? If Olam means Shua because of the Gzera Shava, Shishama Kol Olah, Yishbeh HaKon is the Yishba Shua to Olah, then everything, then it's a total, it's all or nothing. But the moment the Gemara finds out that Olam means Shvuah from somewhere else, so I know that Veshama called Olam means it's a Shvuah. And therefore, the Gzeres Shava of Allah between Shvuos HaEidos and Sota only tells me Shem Hashem. How that works, work in progress. I still haven't figured about it. Okay. Come along, Rabbeinu Tam. No, different, whole different thing. Rabbeinu Tam says, what do I do with our Mishnah? It says, you need Shem Hashem, Shvuah HaEidos. He says the whole concept of Mushma Piyacherim is what? The concept of Mushma Piyacherim is only, which is learned out from the Hishbiya HaKohen of Isha. What is that the nishba is makabel the shvuah that said the shvuah that you're saying I'm makabel al atzmi, and that is we find in Sota shvuah seedus and shvuah sepikotin, they all require Shem Hashem, or even bitui I can do it wherever you require Shem, where every mushman piachem, the whole concept of mushman piachem, I learn out from Sota, and since the whole concept of shvuah Mujmi Achim, I learned out from Sota, so therefore I can only do B'Shem Hashem. That's roughly what the terrain looks like. Then we boil, come down to a question. So what is our Gemara? Our Gemara says as follows. Amr Yudom Arav, that Shuas HaYonim is similar to the Shua Avram was Mashbir Eliezer. Now, is this a limud or just a description of the situation? So tells us the Rosh, no, it's a limud goma. Tells us coming off of Rabbeinu Tam, says it's a concept of Mashbir Achayim. Since we live in the world of Rabbeinu Tam, I know Shem Hashem from where? From Sota. So what in the world is Avraham Rav learning out from Avraham Avinu in the Kitas Chayfetz? So the Rosh, and he says, just like I learned out, he's taking Rabbeinu Tam one step further. Just as I learned out from Shvuos, from Sota, that every Mujmah Piyacherim requires Shem Hashem, I should learn out from Avraham Avinu that every Mujmah Piyacherim requires Nikitas Chayfetz, because there's nothing unique in Avraham Avinu that tells me about Shvuos HaDayanim. There's nothing unique there. It's just Mushma Piyacherim. And every Shvuos HaDayanim Totsis is learning, this is Mushma Piyacherim. Something we'll get to Meshech HaZman, Mitzvah Shem Bli Neder. So, therefore, why Shvuos HaEidos, Shvuos HaPikudim, and Shvuos HaBitur when it's Mushma Piyacherim? Doesn't find it. I don't know the answer. Says Totsis. Rabbeinu Tam learned, the Rosh learned, it's a Limud Gomer. It's a Limud Gomer. I have Avraham Avinu, what Shem Am Yochad? No. It's also the Rokei Shemai. So. He said, what do I do with Tosis Kasha? I don't know. Shot one. Leave a, it is an answer I can't figure out. He says, well, in true, it's not smart. He's not sure. That's where Tosis is coming in a very, very clear way. And in the end of the day, Tosis is working within Rabbeinu Tam that we learn out from Sota that Mushma Mipi Acherim is what? Mushma Mipi Acherim, Kwai Shem Hashem. and Shuas Adyanim, because it is Moshe Mapeachim, I'm learning that out from Avraham Avinu, even though Avraham Avinu is not a Shuas Adyanim, but I'm learning Moshe Mapeachim should require the Kitzes Chayv. For some reason, it only applies to this Moshe Mapeachim, not other Moshe Mapeachim. That's Parsha, where Tosfos the Rosh are all coming from. Comes along the Ramban. And wait a second, Shuas HaDayanim requires Shem Hashem. Okay, that's clear from our Gemara. Requires and keeps the Chayfas. Ramban says, no problem. Shuas Hashem is a fundamentally different type of Shua. There's a separate pasuk that says, Shuas HaDayanim requires Shem Hashem. Shuas Hashem tia ben shneim lo shalach from Yodom Lachosvei. What is Shuas Hashem? Shua with Hashem. And the reason the pasuk has to say Shuas Hashem and not Shua ye ben shneim is to say, no, this Shua is different. Why is Davke Shem Hashem? So where do we come with Nikitas Chayfetz? Nikitas Chayfetz is for Iyom. Very clearly and very explicitly. He doesn't, if you have the green Rambans, where he puts the comma in a certain place, he says it black and white. Without the green Rambans, I could have interpreted slightly differently. So because of the question, you have the comma there, you don't have the comma there. Okay. But from what he says in Sefer Mitzvah, it's very clear. The Rajba cook, they didn't put in the comma, so you can interpret it in two ways. Okay. The Ritva is very clear. No. Ritva in the Dorim da Bezom. And Allah says, Shem Hashem is also part of Iyum. So. Now, according to the Rambam, that's not true. According to Rashi, it's not true. Because according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, every Shua applies Shem Hashem. So. The question is, and we paskin like the Rabbanan who say you can use kinyan for Shuas HaDayanim. So why in the world do you need Nikitas Chayfetz? Where does that come from? So Rashi in Ksubas Peches Amar Aleph says what? Rashi in Ksubas Peches Amar Aleph says that I need a Shua Chamura. And the Kitas Chayfetz some sort of upgrades the Shua to be a Shua Chamura. Which Rashi is basically telling us a very simple thing. Shua is a biro. The more chamur the Shua, the more serious is the biro. And from the Kitas Chayfetz we learn out, I need the maximum chamur of the Shua. And the maximum chamur of the Shua is with the Kitas Chayfetz, or more than a regular Shua. Rashi doesn't explain that. The Rambam is very clear. Nikitas Chayfetz has nothing to do with Iyum. Because the Rambam says very, very clearly. The Rambam says very, very clearly. That Iyum is only with a Tainus Vadai. Without a kind of suffix, it's not. What's the logic behind that of the Rambam? The logic is very simple. Where there is a chashash meshaker, and we know that one of two people is lying, I ask you for 100. You answer me 50. Motive mixes. You have to take a shvua. Wait a second. Either I'm who asking for 100 is lying, or you who answer 50 is lying. One of us is lying. And therefore, there's Iyum to say, wait a second. And may even be, according to many Rishonim, the person who swears is a chashash meshaker, but whatever, there's someone who's definitely lying. Someone is definitely lying. And Yeshua Chal al Shneim. And we say, someone's lying here. The moment someone's lying there, you have to have Iyum. But Shuas Hashem knows life. I gave you a pikkud. The moment I gave you a pikkud, you have to. What is your chiyuv to me? You owe me back one of three things: the chayfetz, money, or shvu. I don't know. Everyone's telling you, and you say an onus happens. An onus happens. Maybe true, maybe not true. I don't say you're lying. You may be telling the truth. But the Torah says, because you were in charge of someone else's money, and no one knows what really happened, so you owe him. You owe him not just a statement, you owe him a shvu. Wonderful. The moment we're not sure that anybody's lying, or we don't suspect anyone of lying, there's no reason for Iyum. Iyum is only with a chashash mishaka. And in Shuas HaShomrim, there's no chashash mishaka. No chashash mishaka. So he says, there's no Iyum. But that's required in Kitas Chayfetz. So apparently in Kitas Chayfetz is something like Rashi upgrading the Shua. Now, that is relatively clear in Rashi and the Rambam, who require. See, other Rishonim, Iyum doesn't affect the quality of the Shua. Doesn't affect the quality of the Shua. Not an upgrading issue. It's a separate issue of Iyum. But according to the Ritva, even the Shem Hashem has nothing to do with the quality of the Shua. It's part of Iyum also. According to the Ramban, no. I need a Shua more Chomer. Not that the Shem Hashem is implicit, the Shem Hashem is explicit. Shem Hashem is explicit. Okay, if the Shem Hashem is explicit, so I have to. Okay, Rambam. So with Nikita's Chayfa, that's for him. Okay, it doesn't affect the quality of the shul. According to the Ritva, you know, Shem Hashem is not part of the quality of the shul. According to the Rambam, requires Shem Hashem everywhere. And Iyum doesn't apply, is not a requirement with the Taina Shema. So then, L'chore, he agrees again with Rashi that affects the quality of the Shua. Now, in what way? So then, it could be. So, the suggestion I had. Maybe true, maybe not true. I don't know. I had another sheet. It got me thinking. That Shari Shuls, how he interpreted the Gemara. Interpreted the Gemara says, really, every Shul should require Shema Milchan. Like Rav Chanina Baridi. But I feel came Rabbanon. Rabbanon say no. Rabbanon say we replace Shem HaMiyuchid with Nikitas Chayfet. Somehow it's a replacement. Why? He gives the whole thing and he explains the Gemara very simply. Chachamim were afraid of the chumra of a person swearing shekel with Shem HaMiyuchid. That's a much more serious aveira than swearing falsely with another shem. And the consequences to the world are very grave and very great. And therefore, because of that, so they say, we'll substitute the shame. It's shame plus shame of king plus the Nikitas Chayfetz is a substitute. What's the substitute? Maybe that is what's happening also in Rashi and the Rambam. I said, maybe, very possibly. Now, the Rambam is clear that you need Torah. Tefillin you can use because it's also Torah. Chumashim you can use, it's also Torah. So what does Torah do for me? So I said, wait a second. It's a Gemara in the Darim Daf Yudalet, that by holding Torah, even though it's sure quiet shame, if I hold the Navi, it's not b'shem. The whole Torah makes a shvur b'shem. hold in my arms, I don't have to think of it. Stop. That's automatically shame. Nishba b'tor. Okay, so, but here I'm in Nishba Hashem anyway. I said, oh, wait a second. Maybe, just follow my train of thought, maybe if I'm Nishba Stam of the Torah, so then it refers to Shem Hashem Stam. If I'm saying Shem Hashem and I Nishba Vatorah, it sort of upgrades it for good reason, which we'll see, to Hashem Am Yochad. And that l'chor is what's happening in Ashari Shavuos. I'm not allowed to use Shem Am Yochad. I must use Torah as a substitute for Shem Am Yochad. What's the logic for that? The logic for that is very, very simple. I without realizing what was that Ramban says explicitly in the Munah B'Tochen, the same thing. That the entire Torah of the Ramban says Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm Snishma B'Torah and I don't have any shame, so it's referring to one of the shames in the Torah. But if I'm Nishba B'Torah and I'm using Shem Hashem, so what do I gain by doing that? It refers specifically to the shame that I didn't use, which is in the Torah, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay. That's how I understand Shari Shavuos. It could be the Rambam agrees with that. The problem is, if so, was raised by Talmidim. In the Shari Shavuos, I can say that, because he says, I don't use the Shem of Yochad. The Rambam just says, I can, even if I use the Shem of Yochad, I have to be Nishba B'Shem. Nishba B'Nekizis Chayfet. So, what am I upgrading? I don't know. That is Pachos HaYoser, what the entire sugya looks like. So very clear, simple. Yes. But on one condition, you must talk a little louder.
According to the Shai Shavuos, so why can't I just use a piece of paper that says the shame on Yochanan?
Because, after, very good question. Some have shown him say yes. Shavuos says Nikita's reference. Because I have, if I'm Nishba B'Torah. So the question is, what does it mean? Because I have Yud Kei Vav Kei in there, or because the entire Torah is Shem HaKadosh Baruch? And are we learning something out from Milu? I'm not learning anything out of Milu. I'm learning Shem Yuchel out of Milu, but not Nikita's reference. So, Nikita's Chayfetz is, I'm Nishba with the Torah. That means, not just with a piece of paper. I have to have Torah because the entire Torah, Shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along Rabbeinu Bachai and Chomesh, on Chai Esar, and says, and it gives a whole on this why being Nishba B'Mila is also being Nishba B'Shem. Being Nishba B'Torah, which is Nishba B'Shem on Yochanan. Yes.
The Shari Shua says that the way the person makes a Shua is that he hears Bezdin say the Shua and he's Eina Amin. So he could combine Bezdin's Hafra with his holding of the Torah.
It would be Acherim. But according to the Shari Shua, that's not me, Etzem Adin. That's because of Takana Drabonon. We don't trust him. He may use the Shem of Yochad. To guarantee that he won't use the Shem of Yochad. So we don't want him using Shem of Yochad. Guarantee not, so Bezdin's in charge because you can never trust the person he's going to do.
So he's saying the reason why he's doing the Kechatra is to get to that level of Shem Yochad.
What?
He can combine his being the Kechatra with Bezdin's being Mashpiyah.
Because in Mirjim of Piyachema means I am taking someone's Shuva. It's as if I am Nishma. And Mirjim of Piyachema. Okay, and I'm over in Losi Shavu Bishmila Shekhar. Now, this is the way this figure looks to me, and there are a few little points that still have to be finished. Now, we went through all of the reasons that what Elam is about. I mean, shuls are meant to be taken very, very, very seriously. And it's not number one. Also, since Shmuel says the Kiyas Kaf is the dinner of shul, be very careful with the Kiyas Kaf. Okay. Omar Eini Nishma, Pogchen Oso Miyad. Okay, here we get into a very interesting issue. Says Rashi, they march and also can't. Shlo Yachsobo. We do not wait around because Hagin is allowed to change his mind. Valkorch Yishalim Miyad, Shekibalolov Bebezdi. And we force him to pay immediately before he changes his mind when he was Makabal and Bezdin. So apparently, according to Rashi, if he changes his mind, he can change his mind. That seems to be what it says. V'shalem ma'ashi kibla v'bezdin. That's how the gears is changed by the Yagids. Came before Shashas, the Sugi Dohoch, Tamar on the base. Okay. Now, Tosis now gets into a whole issue. When I say something in Bezdin, how can I change my mind all the time? Sometimes he says, I'll pay. Well, wait a second. Here we have to understand what a shua is. I'll give you a quick mini course art scroll overview of what a shua is, which will take us entire Kayas month to understand. But just like art scroll begins with the overview before you get into it, I'll give you the art scroll overview before we get into it. This is the Rambam Rimigash. Every shua in the world is there's a chiyuv shua. What's chiyuv shua? Chiyuv kriya shma means I have to say kriya shma twice a day. Do I have to swear? I don't have to swear. It's not a mitzvah kriya shma that I have to do it. What is it? Under these three circumstances, motor mitzvah, seidechon, and shomer, the Torah says you have a chov, either to pay or to swear. So. Nothing to do with yes nemonis, no nemonis, what nemonis, nothing to do with that whatsoever. Yeah. Swear or pay in these three instances. That's why I bring all sorts of riyas and what helps. I'll give three examples. Let's say the person who swears has an ego. So it parts him from a shul, it doesn't part him from a shul. She has nothing to do in the mosque, it's just swear a peg. She has a meager big deal. He still has a chiv, swear a peg. In a lechot, the parts of him are sure, swear a peg. Nothing parts of you from a shul. And what happens if for one technical reason I can't swear? I got a peg, because my chiv is swear a peg. Three examples of halachos that the Rambam and Rimi Gash say very, very clearly. And they spell it out very, very clearly. Swear a peg. That's one approach to shua. There's another approach to shua. Close is the Rosh. Shua, I'm chayav shua. Because there's something wrong with my nemonis. Something wrong with my nemonis. So therefore, the Torah says something wrong with your nemonis. You have to bolster your nemonis. How do you bolster? With a shua. You could bolster in other ways, with amigo, with something's wrong with my nemonis. It means the Tovei is more nemon than the nitva. But not enough more nemon to be motzi momen min ha-muchzak. Greater nemon is the Tovea than it is. But that not is not enough. So, Therefore, if the Nitra has a way of vocals, Nemonis with a Migo, with all sorts of extra stuff. So, it gets more Nemonis, and then it's a balance between the two. If he can't swear, and he should know, so have a little Meida, he should know. In a case which he should know, and he doesn't know, that further undermines his Nemonis. It's a double problem with his Nemonis. You gotta pay. But what happens if lo have a little Meida? And after my father's nifter, someone comes and tells me, your father borrowed $100. I said, I know about $50 my father borrowed. I don't know the other. I didn't know all my father's financial affairs. Lo have a little Meida. So the Rambam says, lo have a little, I don't care, lo have a little Meida. Rambam has an example. I give you a big problem in Rishonim. I give you some container. And I said, this is my jewel box. You're a Shomer runner. Okay, afterwards, I say, I come back, where's the jewel box? I said, I was pusher, got lost. But I never opened it up. I don't know what's inside. So I know I definitely owe you what this jewel box is worth. You claim that it was full of diamonds and rubies and who knows what. I don't know. My job was just to take care of it. And I have the fact that I don't know what was inside. I don't know what was inside. So comes along the Rosh and tells us and says, lo have a little maiden. So he doesn't lose his nemonis that way. So he doesn't have to pay. According to the Rambam, what do you mean? It's Mokhush and Yochel Yishava. His chiyuv as a shomer is either swear or pay. So he has to pay. That's all part of the same machlokas. How do I look at it? And therefore, Mokhush and Yochel Yishava Meshalim is only have a little maida. Okay, that's the two extremes, the Rosh and the Rambam. In the middle, you have the Ramban. Ramban says, you know, there's a difference between two types of shvuos. One is a tainus vadai, one is a tainus safek. Ramban says, in a tainus vadai, in eide echor amoda b'mikzas, so I agree with Tosis. The Tovei has more namonis, but not enough to build simonim. If I do things that undermine it, so he loses four more namonis. Amigo, well, both there's nemonis. Okay. But in Shua's Hashomra, it's a tiny Shema. No problem with throwing nemonis. It's either swear or pay. That is very rough, overgeneralized generalization. And I don't want to say, but this one says this. Now, this is overgeneralized generalization that we will have to come back to. But I just want to think what's involved. Now, so the question is as follows. I come into Besdin and I'm chayav a shua. And we're talking about one of three shuas l'chora. You know, the Mishnah is talking about one of the mitzvahs. The chora is talking about all the shuas. So, and I say, okay, I'll pay. I'll say I pay. Can I change my mind or I can't change my mind? Rashi says, I can change my mind. Wait a second. That means I said I'm giving up on my right to say a give a shua. I'm giving up on my right to say a shua. Is that a mechila? That's not a mechila. Where's the Rambam swear a pay? According to Tosis, not swear a pay. According to Tosis, I have a problem with my nemonis. So I'll pay. But I have a right to bolster my nemonis. I gave up on my right to bolster my nemonis. How do I look at it? So, comes along, Peish v'kutsh v'shol yachsim, v'kodim shiotzim v'bezim. Now, he adds three words into Rashi that do not exist in Rashi. Kodem Shiyotzim Ebezdin. And according to him, if they walk out of Bezdin, he can't change his mind. If they're still in Bezdin, he can change his mind. Because he has a problem. Now, let me give you a quick introduction to Perek HaMafki. I'm a Shomer. And in general, every ganav, when you catch the ganav, what does he do? He pays kefil. Shalem shnayim l'reyeinu. If I'm a shomer, and now, and someone steals something from me, so who gets the kefil? So the Gemara says, "Amahareini Meshalei." Or let's say I swear. Then Gemara says, the ganav will pay kefil to the shomer. "Amahareini Meshalei." So if I pay, I buy the rights to the kefil. Sure, I buy the rights to the kefil. I get the rights to the kefil. But let's say I'm a Hareini Mishan. I didn't pay yet. I said I will pay. Whereas a Safek, does he get already the rights to the kefil or not? Okay, then where it says I'm a Hareini Mishalim, and that says any Mishalim. I changed my mind. So the simple reading of the Gemara would say, apparently if I say Hareini Mishalim, I'm allowed to change my mind. Then the Gemara had, let's say I say Hareini Mishalim, I get the rights to the kefil. I say any Mishalim, I don't get the rights to the kefil. But what is clear is from the Gemara is I can change my mind. Amma Hareini Mishalim, b'chodzo amma Hareini Mishalim. Ma'o. He changes mind. He's just playing around there in business. Says Tosis, according to me, that I say, if I say Hareini, according to Rashi, that I can change my mind until I walk out of Bezdin. Now all of a sudden, they're in bed, so he says, I'll pay. And then what happens? Okay, time for mincha. Dismissed till tomorrow. The moment they walk in bed, he can't change his mind. So, according to Rashi, Moore says, before they walk to Inami, afilu achashiyos, he died to the med, avishena yochel, lachsabo, lo mitni b'kefa. No! What's the reason that he's makna the kefil if he pays? Because he saved this mafki, the whole headache of chasing him in Bezdin, the whole headache of my legal lawyers, etc. But if the guy has to go back to Bezdin anyway, so I'm not really interested in makna kefil. It doesn't mean I can't change my mind al pi din. I change my mind, and Bezdin has to have a whole headache, and I have to have a whole headache. Then I'm not marked to the king. We know how some gabbai who the yifke keep. That Rami Shom Raya hoyed lo motzi lehad. The motzi lehad, if I can change my mind. So, why the Gemara have to say Islam the name of the Tchuyi Kamachama? Al ken yire pei rush hakuntrus. And I think that I agree with Tulsus, with Rashi says. And if they walked out of Bezdin, he can't change his mind. In Bezdin, I can't change. Lo kamo kipesh rabbein otam b'sefer yosh perik sebover. Okay, b'shmaita dinem. That we have to see the Mishnah here in Sanhedrin, and that's a little complex, but if you, as we say in Yiddish, halt kop, concentrate a little bit and don't space out and don't have ADD, so then you'll be, then it's relatively straightforward. So let's read the Mishnah. Those of, I don't know, those who have a son in it. Amalo Neman Olayaba. The two people are discussing it. And someone says, Neman Olayaba, says Rashi Yosdai. We have to go to within Torah. Because we have to go to within Torah. Because we have to go to within Torah. So therefore. But I accept a person who's posel min ha-Torah l'dum. Lo l'schus lo l'chayev. K'nafkan p'irkim lo yimtu ovo sopan. A relative is posel b'in l'schus lo l'chayev. Okay. Namon. Or I accept a dayan who's a korav. I accept three people who are my orvets. Namon olay shloshi roi bok. Reb Meir Omer Yochel Achsebo, Chomom Omeni Yochel Achsebo. I said, Oye Chayev HaChavei Roshua, Chayev HaShua, Me'om Allah, Dordi B'Chayev Roshcha. Swear not in the Shem Hashem, swear by accepting a klola on yourself, it's not a full Shua, Reb Meir Omer Yochel Achsebo, Chomom Omeni Yochel Achsebo. Okay. So, talking about shul, talking about things. When can I give up certain rights that I have? I have a right to demand the best. I said, okay, I won't demand the kosher best. I'll take a posel best. So the Gemara says, if he says that, and the posel does best in part, let's take the extreme case, which we'll see. And the posel does in paskins, that's a psak, he has to accept it. But let's see, he wants to change his mind. Machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chacham. Amar Reb Dimi Bered Reb Nachum Bered Reb Yosef. If you go into Kibbalov Bachad, I can accept what? The Avagadi Ketrei Achmini Bahadei. One of the Dayanim can be possible. And here, if you take a look at the Rifri, there's a whole Machlokas. But can all three of the Dayanim be possible? Or, if I said it, I really didn't mean it. Okay. Om Rabbi Ramar Shmuel Machlokes B'mochaloch. If I'm mochal something, of the etting of the Rekol Yochalach, who says Rashi. Mochaloch, I Toveya Om Alinit. Toveya says that I'll accept your father as a dayan. He can do that. Why can he do that? Because if the nitva wins, the tovea loses money. So what is it? He's mochel. Now here I have to give you a whole another introduction. What mechil is all about. When can you say mochel? When you can't say mochel? So, if anyone remembers from Subis, who's in my shir, who learned Perek HaKosef, who's in my shir, another shir, so we know, you can be mochel chiyuvim, schusim, you can't be mochel ben. I can't say the sefer belongs to me, I'm mochel to you. You can't say that, there's no such mochel. The chiyuvim is giving up something. And I can't give up. Property rights have to be transferred. I can't be mochel that I'm chayiv to you. How do I create a chiyuv by a kinyan? I can't say I'm chayiv. So mechila now. So it's what is it? If I say I am willing to have your father as the day, the Torah tells the nitba. So that means if your father passes potter, I'm mochel. That's not a problem. But let's say the Nitva tells the Toveya, I don't mind your father, that means, and if he says I have to pay, I'll pay. Wait a second. That was it's the kabi mechila, but not the kabi chiyuv. That's where the Gemara begins. Says Rashi. They work on a bezin, and he paskins potter. You're potter. I said, I'm willing to be mochel in advance. There's a mechila in advance. If he says potter, so I give up. That the Nidba tells Tove, I accept your father, and if he passes Chayv, I'll pay. Says Rashi, Tova Mom Biyodo, since it's in my hand, I'm a Mochsit, Ebo Koch Le Tove El Hotzi El Bedayonim Shevim. Fine. I accept your father as the dying, and he'll paskin. But can he force me to give up money from a mochzik? No. Such a psak cannot be motzi moment on that psak. So that's the Gemara says. The Rako and Yochalach Odim. Gemara's trying to figure out what case is the Machalach. Benzum is it only in Machalach and Etenlach not? Only in Etenlach and Machalach, or it's in both Machalach? Where are we talking? Toshma, the Amar Rava, Machalach is be Etenlach. Rava says in Eten. Machalach, the Rako and Yochalach. Yeah, I'm a bishlam of etin lochem machlokes. I'm mochel the rako and yochel asabo. Rav the amak rav yoch. Yeah, I'm a bankachu bank bein bezu machlokes. Rav the amak kaman. Time the nashik kama. His own story. Okay. Hey, see Rav. Chabatichu Rav. Hayochai v'chaver shvu. Now we're getting close at all. I owe you a shvu. And you can be makbid on a shul b'shem b'nikitas chayfetz. A shul chamura. But I have that right to demand that. But I don't want to get involved with a shul chamura, shul chalal shneim. I said, I'm giving up that right. You can get away with a lower level shul. A lower level shul. Without the Shemesh, Reb Meir Omer Yochel Atzmi, we can change his mind. Chomrim Eini Yochel Atzmi from the Shemesh. My love, Oson Andishbon Velom Shalmim. What case of Shvua is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about a case of Shvua Nishba Benifta. Why? I have a right to demand a higher level shvua, and I'm also on that right. I'll take a lower level shvua. So the Tovah is talking, and he's giving up on his rights. Can he change his mind or not? Avo. Meshua sanoglim, davele ke'etem lecha. But let's say it's now there's Nishba Venota, the Shuas the Rabbah. For instance, I go somewhere, I need 20 workers to work for me for the day. I hire 20 workers. At the end of the day, one of the workers shows up, I want my day's wages. I want my day's wages. Okay, I say, I paid you already. She says, you didn't pay me. So what is that? That's a normal call for our call. Halacha is the socher can be nishba v'nota. Because the person employing these 20 workers, he's busy with all the workers and he didn't pay attention. But he has to be nishba v'nota. That means there are two types of nishbam. This is nishbam no till the alpidin. I have no rights. Via the shua, I get rights. There's nigzal. What's nigzal? I walked into someone's house, and I walk out, and in all sorts of circles, and I have something hidden under my jacket, and the whole very incriminating evidence that seems that I stole it. And then you come chasing out, and you say, thief, 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 call the police, hold the matter. I say, what do you mean, you sold it to me? You sold it to me. There's a lot of incriminating evidence, but it's not really shnei edim to the fact, just circumstantial evidence that it's something, you know, that normally you wouldn't sell. It's something. All sorts of incriminating evidence. The halacha is the nigzal can be nishba v'nol. Something al pidin. I don't have to pay, but given the incriminating evidence, halacha is I can take a shvua and get the money that otherwise I wouldn't be getting. So Rashi says, the nishba v'nol, he gives two examples, a very key example. Something al pidin I don't have right to. Chachom meretakona al yidei shvua I can be motzi momo min amochsa. The nitva says, "Ain't a chanami." Nishba v'nolta, and you need shem Hashem nikita sreifetz. We'll get away with a lower level shvur. I give up my rights, and you can be motzi mama. I'd say you can be motzi mama from me with the lower level shvur, but. We have two things in the Mishnah. We have in the Mishnah, number one, accepting a bezdin, accepting a posel dayan. Now we have giving up on rights of a shua. And the Gemara seems to equate the two. An equation in the Gemara between the two. In what case is it machlokes from Rabbi Meir and the Chacham? And the Gemara goes through an entire thing. Okay, change your mind, you can't change your mind. In which case? And quoting Gemara Din or after Gemara Din? What does it say? Rav Dimer could go. Okay. Now, when is the machlokas? After the Gemara Din or before the Gemara Din? At what point in history is the machlokas? So the Gemara has an entire back and forth. What you should do for tomorrow is go through the entire back and forth. That the Gemara concludes that the machlokas is lifnei gmar. We pass machlokas is after gmar din, and we pass in after gmar din. You cannot change your mind. Before gmar din, you can change your mind, except if kona miyado, because if kona miyado, it's like a gmar din. There's a whole back and forth. Now, so if I take this Gemara on its face. Take the Gemara on its face. You can change your mind until Gemara Din. After Gemara Din, you can't change your mind. And in all cases, whether it's Mechila or Hischaivus, you have to follow the thread of the Gemara. Now, and Tosa says it's talking about. It should do the same thing. Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, when can you change your mind? When can't you change your mind? That means I am willing to give up certain of the normal procedures, certain of the normal rights I have. I'm willing to mischayev myself under certain circumstances. And I say it in Besdin. Can I change my mind? I can't change my mind. You have to understand what is exactly happening. Number one, But if I make a kinyan, I can't change my mind. I can't change my mind. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara in Baba Bas says of Kuf Chof Ches. What happens in the following circumstance? You come to me, and let's say a case I be Potter. I say no. You know what? I don't want to get into a fight with you. If you'll take your shvua, you can keep the money. And then I say, and then I said, fine, I'll take your shvua. I said, wait, I changed my mind. I can change my mind, I can't change my mind. You took a shvua. And I said, no, if you took a shvua, I changed my mind. One thing is clear. Bez and Patkins, after that, I can't change my mind. What about I said something? There are three stages in history here. I said it. You took a shvua. There's a Gemara Din of Bez. After Gemara Din of Bez, I can't. You have to see what the Gemara says and the Rishonim put it together. So we have four sugyas. The one in the beginning above Metziah, in the third parak above Metziah. I'm a shomer, I say, I'll pay, then I change my mind, no, I'll swear. Here, the Gemara in Shua says, I don't want to swear, I'll pay, no, I change my mind. I tell you, you swear and collect the money. That's the Gemara above Basra in here. Question, what is happening here? And what are the issues that are at stake here? You have to see, first of all, Rishon. What? Just go, but yet before we can even think of anything, just have to see technically what the sugyas are, what Tosis is working on, and see four very straightforward sugyas. So Harashi learns it, Rabbeinu Tam learns it, Unigash, the Rambam. Okay? And how they learn it. And what the ideas that they're dealing with are all about. Mir tzeshem b'li nedir v'shalom.